My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You know, we do something here at the show we call Give It the 360. And that is where there's a topic and we look at it from all different directions, all kinds of different talking points and every angle that could possibly be looked at. We call it the 360. And we've done that with the trade deadline. And the idea that there is some discussion of of now buying for the Tigers is certainly giving it the old 360. The question is there, are they going to do anything to justify buying here in the second half? I would love to see them start the second half as hot as they are, as they went into the All-Star break. So can they? Can they keep this up? It feels like there's more evidence that suggests that they cannot. Now, can Cole Keith, who is an undefined player yet, we don't know what he's going to be, can he keep it up? This month he's hitting .370 with a .463 on base percentage, and he's hit 5 home runs. I mean, no matter how optimistic you are about what Cole Keith is going to be, hitting .370 the rest of the way feels like a virtual impossibility. But can he be? Can he be really good? He could be, and I hope that he can be. I mean, the idea that he could be a 300-plus hitter, which isn't the only stat anymore, but can he have a 400 on base? You know, that feels like the high end of what he could be. Can he hit 5 homers a month? Yeah, I mean, these things aren't – that's not unattainable. 370 with a 463 on base probably is. Riley Green's hitting .380 with a .446 on base percentage this month. Gio Urshela is hitting .298 this month. Justin Henry Molloy is hitting .303 with a .398 on base percentage this month. Those are a bunch of guys that have really, I mean, they're humming. They are raking this month. And they've scored a bunch of runs. Their home run total this month, in April, they hit 23 home runs. In May, they hit 25. In June, they hit 24. Through 13 games in July, the Tigers hit 23 home runs. 23 home runs. And they just took 4 days off. And they are 3 home runs away from this being their most productive month in terms of hitting home runs. And there's 13 games to go. Like, it's easily going to be their best power month of the season. And so you talk about sustainability. Most of this doesn't feel sustainable, which is why I don't change the approach to sell. But, you know, AJ was on the morning show saying, hey, I want to buy. And I you know, the guys at MLB Trade Rumors do a really good job, and it's a good website. I enjoy going there, and they kind of, a place where they aggregate all of the trade reports that are out there. they were going so far. They were taking questions from people on their website, and some Tiger fan asked, hey, can they keep this up and could they actually be buyers? And they made the point that the Tigers have 9 games before the deadline against Minnesota and Cleveland. And if they went and they said 7-2 in those 9 games, they thought that the Tigers could shift gears and think about buying. And I'm skeptical. I want them to, but I just gave the reasons why. Unfortunately, I don't think this is sustainable, but like I said before the break, I'm not conceding anything. So let's watch. But they threw names out there. Would you trade for Luis Robert? Would you do that? And the name they threw was Jackson Job. Now, it would be one hell of an aggressive move. And it would imply that they think they can win something. But you're trading a young, talented arm for a mid-20s center fielder. But if you're trying to win now, he would help. Last year, he hit 38 bombs. This year, he's not quite as productive. I would not. They suggested it. Would you trade for a Brent Rooker, outfielder from Oakland, who's got 20 home runs here, 20-plus home runs at the break? Could you get him for less than Jackson Job? Again, I don't foresee doing this, but they suggested it. Would you trade for Randy Arozarena, a decent hitter, but struggling this year with Tampa? I would not, unless it's a slight, you know, the asking price wasn't much, but they suggested it in MLB Trade Rumors. And I'm just like, look, these guys cover the game and cover it like, you know, they're not, this isn't just two fans. They're wildly throwing things against the wall. But, hey, man, okay, it's out there. We'll talk about it. It really would have to be a massive, I mean, a continue the hot start of the second. And how can they keep that up? Riley Green's not going to hit 380. Cole Keith's not going to hit 370. I mean, is Justin Hemermalloy going to hit over 300? I mean, these are trends that I just, you know, I want to believe in the worst way. I mean, I think if you're familiar with this show, Gator and I always try and find ways to get to a better place. How can they get? That just doesn't feel sustainable. God bless them at MLB Trade Rumors for making these suggestions. And then talking about the Tigers, it's not all doom and gloom, which is awesome. But I guess I'm just still looking to sell. And come back next year with more ammunition to try and compete. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Matt's in Oxford, and he's on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Doug. Hey. You know, I also do appreciate the positivity. I like that website as well.
Yep.
My issue is that I think we're all sort of in the same context we were at the beginning of the year where, hey, get the 500 and you had a shot. Well, you kind of don't right now because this division's a lot better, at least record-wise, than we expected. So even if they play better, and even if they go 7-2, 6-3 over the next 9, whatever it might be, they're still 12 games back in the division and 7 games back in the wild card. Those are big numbers.
Yep.
Those are really big numbers. So that short amount of time, you know, going 9-8-2 sounds awesome, or 7-3 sounds awesome, but you might only make up 2 games in the division or 2 games in the wild card. So now you're 10 or 5 back.
And you have to make you have to make a decision in the next 2 weeks, and it feels like it's too much ground to make up to justify buying in 2 weeks. Now, Cleveland has the second toughest schedule in baseball the rest of the way. Minnesota has the seventh toughest schedule in baseball the rest of the way. And the Tigers are down near the bottom as one of the easier schedules in baseball the rest of the way. They got seven games left against the Chicago White Sox, which is more than anybody else in the division. So there's some data there that could be encouraging, but they have to make this decision soon. And
it's
hard to imagine. If the trade deadline was the end of August, maybe, but it feels like it's too much ground to make up to justify anything other than selling.
I think it does too, because even if you talk yourself into, you know, only selling Flaherty because it makes sense and staying competitive, mm-hmm. I can get there. But it's not the same thing as buying, right? Only selling a little bit, like just Jack Flaherty, is pretty justifiable. But buying, it just isn't. Because I think if you do the math, and we don't need to sit and do math on air, but it's like they got to go like 650. Like, it's an insane winning percentage,
yep.
You know, to maintain that, to make up that gap. Because those other teams aren't going to suddenly be, you know, 300 ball clubs, right? You know, they're not gonna go 3-7 for the rest of the season every 10 games. So they're gonna keep winning some games too. So unfortunately, it just doesn't add up.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. 248-539-9797. You want to continue down this road? Tigers, I mean, look, there is some trade, a lot of sell talk, and now I think everybody's giving it the 360. Could they actually buy? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.